It's going to be interesting. The Warriors are going to get Ben Simmons, and they're going to get him for peanuts. It's going to be like Wiggins, like two blunts and an E-40 mixtape is my guess.
Y'all got to get it together. I'm getting better and better. Because once I get started, it ain't no stopping stacking this broccoli cheddar.
Welcome to Out of Pocket Live. We got a lot to catch up on. This past week, just a lot of interesting things, and including and especially today, Ben Simmons said he is not going to play another game for the Sixers. Our guy Anthony Davis got married. And is anyone actually going to go to Clippers games, even with all those toilets? We'll discuss all that. Light us up in the comments. Best comment, get some Buckets merch. We'll be sending that out. As always, make sure to subscribe to the Buckets YouTube channel. Like some of the videos, go through. We got some really fun S-tier rankings that Sean Yu and I did. Shout out to Sean Yu. Go check those out. Those have been a ton of fun. I also think Kat is about as disgruntled now as Ben Simmons. So we'll get to all that. All right, Joe, let's jump right in. And this has been the very newsworthy thing so far this week.
Foggy Bear's here. We can start the show. Foggy
Bear's here. Oh, hell yeah. All right, he's in. Let's go.
All right, we're good.
Into the chat, I want your guys' thoughts as well. As always, will Ben Simmons get traded before the start of the season? Joe, what's the verdict?
Ben Simmons is in Calabasas right now. We on a previous episode, we showed that like $20 million crib, right? He's I'm going to camp out at the King's Fish House in the Bass to see if he pulls up to get some more information. But he's watching Crocodile Dundee at the crib. You know, he's probably running into a Kardashian or two at the Barnes & Noble.
Yep.
Or the Sugarfish, you know. It's going to be interesting. The Warriors are going to get Ben Simmons, and they're going to get him for peanuts. It's going to be like Wiggins, like two blunts and an E-40 mixtape is my guess.
I don't know how much he's driven the value down. I think it's more that the Sixers now realize like this is what his value actually is as far as like what the market cost it, like market wants. I'd like to see him go to the Warriors. I think that would be fun. Also, he's a clutch guy, so bring down the Warriors internally. Be a LeBron sleeper cell. Bring them down. The Warriors fans, James Wozni, our esteemed colleague, refused to include Jordan Poole or Kuminga in that trade. They will not be getting him until he comes into that. So we'll see. He's definitely getting traded. And these comments of Doc trying to walk it back, it's like, Doc, you put Ben Simmons under the bus as soon as the season ended. You said, you know, you hemmed and hawed and put it on Ben. So I'm not really sure how you're going to pretend like, oh, you want him back now. So I don't know, Joe. I you had a great tweet today. If we could run that one, I want to highlight that.
Which one's that? You already know. I'm coming with three or four.
I know. You've been busy today. I was referring to the one that hit 30K likes, but I know that's just peanuts right now.
Which one? I stopped checking. Notifications off. Appreciate everybody for the love. And 100%. Look, Ben Simmons is at the crib right now, not giving a fuck. He's got 4 years left. He's got the bag coming. Ben Simmons and John Wall are the bag Hall of Fame right now.
Yeah.
Bag finessing, not doing whatever they feel like. John Wall got like 90-something mil coming. Ben's got, what, like 170 or whatever the number is.
Yeah.
He's not tripping. Whatever y'all want to do, Doc tried to get spicy. And yes, Ben, maybe he didn't deliver in the playoffs, whatever, but he's Australian and he's light-skinned. That's not a good combo you want to have, all right? That's sensitivity training 101.
Yeah, I'm like I don't know, like Ben, like set Ben free. Him going to Philly from the jump was a bad fit just because Philly fans are never appreciative or grateful for their stars ever. Y'all ran Carson Wentz out of town. Y'all fired Doug Peterson. You complain about Joel Embiid. You guys never have appreciated a star ever. So you know what? I hope they leave. And I hope you realize at some point you're not appreciating these guys and everything they're giving you. So free Ben Simmons. I liked that. I did love that Joe Lacob was fined for tampering. He got hit with 50K. The problem is he's got like $1.2 billion in the bank. You know, in some ways it doesn't really fit what we're doing. He makes a lot of money and can he finish games? We'll just leave it at that. I mean, yeah, he makes a lot of money. So do a lot of other guys on your roster. But, you know, $1.2 billion, 50K isn't shit. That's like he shook out the couch trying to find that money.
Philly gave Rocky substandard medical care. I'll just say that. Rocky Balboa, hometown legend.
Yes.
He didn't get the gray sweats, Nike sweat Michael B. Jordan guy. He was rocking pro wings. This is the type of thing that Philly does to their subpar medical care. Rocky in the COVID ward, not getting the treatment he deserves.
Yeah. Set Ben Simmons free. He deserves better than that. Apparently, there was a rumor going around that Kyrie could have been involved in the trade. And I'm curious what the chat kind of thinks about that. Because I think Kyrie on the Sixers is super interesting. I think neither team... I think the Nets get worse, obviously. And I think the Sixers get better. So I don't really see that trade going through. KD, you know, your friend KD came in and stopped that trade. And I respect it. GM KD, tell him what's what. So do you have any thoughts on that, Joe?
Zach, I was in the tri-state area recently, and I will just say one thing. The toll roads are trash as shit. Enough's enough. Yeah. Come to LA, 405. You're not paying any tolls. We can move. It's a little traffic, but 405, 101. I was dealing with turnpikes, tunnels, Zach. Had the budget rental car. Didn't know it was told by mail. Like, what are we doing? Can I just pay some bread now? I'm not going to remember. Did have a delicious cheesesteak, though. Extra meat. Stayed in my gray shorts. Cannot wear them anymore, but the cheesesteak was fire. I think when you saw that, obviously, Kyrie and KD clip from back in the day, I think it was All-Star Weekend. I don't remember when because the Rona's completely fucking warped my mind on time. But they're talking about coming together. We can make the squad. Everybody thought it was the Knicks at that point because they were thirsty. KD's an honorable man. I will say that. I don't want any KD slander. KD the GOAT. You know, please no slanderous KD if you're watching the show. But for him to keep Kyrie there, I think that's the mark of a good human being. You know, man got to have a code, you know, as The Wire once said. So we'll see. I just don't know. Ben Simmons, I just don't think anybody really cares. Like, obviously, we're bored now and training camp's about to start. But we're Los Angeles Lakers fans. We're worried about getting this 18th banner. We have our own issues to worry about. BB Go and all that goodness. So not really tripping on Kyrie. Not tripping on Ben Simmons. It's just really who's going to lose to the Lakers in six. This is all that we're determining right now.
Another minor story. Like, to your point exactly, we're thirsty right now trying to figure out kind of fun things in the NBA. Season will be back only in a few weeks. But right now, it's dry. So let's talk about the fact that the Minnesota Timberwolves fire, I believe, their president of basketball ops, Gerson Rojas, and Carl Anthony Towns. Not too happy. Not too happy. Now, the best part is the tweet he sent right before this is like, have a blessed morning or some shit like that. And then what the fuck?
Do we know that this man was not rewatching Game of Thrones Season 8, just to confirm? What does that what the fuck mean? Like, I'm just so annoyed. Now I'm watching White Lotus right now. I'm what the fucking? I don't know.
If he is, I respect it. But I don't. Minnesota is a very interesting team to play for because they don't seem to know down from up. A lot of bad shit seems to happen with that franchise. And I don't know. I don't blame Carl for any of it. I'd love to see him get out of there. I think he's another example of a guy where it's like, you know, that rookie deal that comes or the rookie deal comes when that starts to expire. Don't necessarily always re-up because sometimes you get stuck playing for these teams and it's just not worth it. Like, Carl, I realize the bag was fluffy, but like if you went to New York or L.A., you don't think you'd be having a better time. You've got a girlfriend that's out here on the West Coast. Come to the Lakers. You know, maybe, you know, I don't know. You seem to shake your head a little bit there, Joe. What you got?
Zach, Minnesota is not a great place to be a black man driving a luxury vehicle. I would just say that. Okay. Shout out to Michael Starberry, though. For what? It's cold as shit. That whole area, I mean, look, my pops works in Milwaukee, and obviously, you know, we pandered bags, but we already got them tickets. You ain't getting that Game 3 experience back. We already got it. It's cold as shit. Why would you want to be in any place if you can live anywhere in the coldest, most freezing area? Do you want to experience seasons? No. You want to experience seasons, go stay at the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills. That's all the seasons you need. We got four of them joints.
VIP. Tommy with the great comment. Do you send them a thank you card or a fruit basket thanking them for setting you free? I think you got to go fruit basket because it's
give cold. Us
a free! Help them out a little bit. We'll keep it moving, though, because I think Carl Anthony Towns is he'll be out of Minnesota within the next year. I don't think he's staying there that much longer, but we'll see.
Anthony Davis will be right behind him. Okay, let's go, Clutch. Rich Paul, work your magic. You pulled a deal.
Yeah.
Now pull Anthony Edwards out of Minnesota. Get him to the Lakers.
Oh, you get Anthony Edwards out of there for sure. All right. Anthony Edwards going to Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis gets another ring. Over the weekend, Anthony Davis tied the knot and got married. He danced and sang his ass off with a bunch of teammates and players from around the league. We obviously got this clip of him singing and dancing. I loved it. My favorite thing was Savannah was there, LeBron's wife, but LeBron and Russ carpooled together. I'm sure they put the wives in another car. I just love that because it was so clear LeBron was in the Maybach with Russ, and I thought that was so awesome. And then they had the wives in another car.
Hey, what if they made their booze like the Uber pool? Straight Uber pool.
We got Uber Black. You're in Uber X. We'll catch you later. Oh my god.
We need the leg room, booze. We need the leg room. Me and Russ need the leg room.
Y'all gotta lift, right?
So. Zach, I was at a wedding Sunday, Zach, and this is the thing. I judge people on their snacks. If you're having a wedding, you got to have the good snacks. You got to have the shrimps. You got to have the tuna tartare. You got to have the crab cakes, the slider, basic. I don't need anything elaborate. Give me some short ribs somewhere in there as well. 100%. But I wonder what kind of – if they were serving the Lay's there, his spicy Lay's that nobody in New Orleans wanted during the hurricane, if that was like the aperitif with a little crab dip on it or whatever. But I always am really curious what type of snacks are being served at the wedding.
Josiah, he for sure had a sit down meal, right? They're not doing buffet at this wedding, right? It's there, you're sitting and they bring it to the table.
If I don't know, because if he's a real one, you got to go with that buffet. I don't like my portion selected for me, Zach, as you know. Little wedding tip for you guys, as you know, keep a 10 or 15 in your pocket, slide it to the waiter, go get me another plate, brother. I can't. Two salads, two plates. That's the rules.
I love that.
Communal dressing. Pre-dressing me.
Because, see, my thing is the buffet, like, stays always bad. But when they bring it out on the plate, it's always better, it seems like. Like, oh, my God, I was at a wedding. They had fillets for everyone. That was – that really set almost like an unpassable bar for me.
Yes. Zach, that reminds me of the time I flew American Airlines and got the full recline, and I can never travel any other way again. So – yeah, you're giving me the janky beef cut, dry, the short rib that's not really moist, made with no love or compassion whatsoever. Put a little love into it, not a ton, or have 100%. The salt, adequate salt and pepper.
I know, don't oversalt it, don't undersalt it. It's got to be just right. Joe, I flew private over the summer, and it really fucked me up. Like going through LAX after that was not fun. Not fun. I want to ask you. Do you think Russ was invited ahead of time, or was he like a late invite once he got onto the team? Joe?
My internet Caucasian exec?
No, you sound all right.
Okay. I didn't hear the question. What was the first part of it?
Okay. Let me ask you this again. Do you think Russ was invited ahead of time or only caught the invite after being traded to the Lakers?
What I really want to know is who got booted from the guest list that was a part of the Lakers family originally and was not invited. I think Russ and AD have made good headway over the past few years. They knew this was going to happen, so Russ got the courtesy invite. Like, I want to know who didn't show up or who didn't bring their plus one.
Ronzo's got it. Kuz, I didn't see any pictures of Kuz out there. Like, hey, Kuz, bad news, man. Your plus one's out already. You're not bringing Winnie anymore, so... we gotta give this to AD. Schroeder also probably had his invite dropped.
John Lucas, he probably got the late invite. Oh, coach, get the invite.
Coach always gets the
late invite. Don't worry about the name on it.
Yeah.
was Vogel there? I don't know. I wasn't really stalking the wedding, but I'm trying to see Caruso too.
Oh, I didn't see Caruso either. I figured Caruso's probably like he and AD didn't seem that close when they were there. Caruso, yeah, I feel like Caruso and them, and he probably didn't get invited. But it is hilarious because I'm like, damn, if you're a teammate and you don't get invited, like, did Thanasis get invited? Did he? Like,
it's the other one. It's Kostas. He dipped the grease. He's not fucking with. He got his ring and he dipped. Fuck y'all. I'm back to Greco.
Yeah. So it seemed like a lovely occasion on the, I think it was his plus one. So Rich Paul went IG official with Adele. They're both seen at the wedding. Are they the best power couple at the moment?
Rich Paul's a legend. I'll just say that. I guess, you know, I painted for the clutch back because the clutch is always lurking back. They're always lurking. Every team, they got a clutch operative. Let's get Ben Simmons to the Warriors. Shut that shit down right quick. Execute Order 66, Ben Raymond. Do it for Brian. And then the league is yours.
But that Draymond and Ben Simmons setting screens, just accidentally clipping Curry every time he tries to come around him. I like that. I think Affleck and J-Lo are up there. I got to say it's probably Adele and Rich Paul because I feel like Ben Affleck's power isn't as high as Rich Paul's power now. I don't know. I'm curious what the next Adele album is going to be like because it's been a minute. All right, next thing we got, the Clippers had a celebration this week. They introduced their new stadium. Kawhi and Paul George were on hand and did not look very happy watching a special performance by Fitz and the Tantrums. Steve Ballmer also highlighted that they have lots of bathrooms. Joe, what were fucking that is the image of two men that know to quote Magic Johnson, I'm not gonna be there. I'm not gonna be there. These two are both gonna be fucking gone. I promise you. They will not be on the team by the time they get into that arena.
And that was my big point with that. You got these guys here, and they're not even going to be there. And it's like, you're opening up an arena in Inglewood. Now, do you have the legend Mac Tamba for him? No, you don't. You have Fitz in the fucking Tantrums. Like, this is just disrespectful, bro. Yes. Mac Tamba could have came in for life. What are we doing? You gentrified Inglewood. Zach, as I pointed out, they're going to donate money to the community or whatever. You are booting black people. We already know what's going on. Latino people as well are getting the boot. You're pricing them out. It's going to be a Caucasian influx, and that's just what it is. But
bro, that 3-point, if that's real, the 3-point line around the toilets, it cannot be just because you're daring people to go too far back, and that shit is going to be a mess.
Somebody's going to try to take a shit from deep, Zach, and it's not going to work out. I'm going to tell
you. Oh, God. I cannot wait to see the pictures.
They're going to be pissed all over, just pulled up. They need to go back to the sports arena. The sports arena had the piss troughs back in the day, but that was worse because somebody would pee in the water and it splash up and hit you, and it's like you're getting someone else to pee on you. Not a good feeling.
Awful. See, I don't know why they chose Fitz and the Tantrums at all. My instinct is they like went down like a list and got a lot of no's. Like, that's my instinct. The other thing is you got a lot of bands that are touring, so like maybe it was hard for them to get them. But I'm like, did they really, were they like, hey, Kendrick, can you come on and do this? And he was like, fuck no. And then they're like, all right, we're just going to Fitz and the Tantrums. That was the backup. I don't get it at all. The whole notion of them giving money to the community and that, it's like, dog, like, bro, the community is dealing with that SoFi Stadium already. The real estate prices took a hike 7 years ago. So unless Steve Ballmer's building a time machine and taking that money with him, it's already a mess. So it seems like complete bullshit, but it is what it is.
Zach, I'm double dipping. Shout out to Marcus Johnson, being a visionary, investing in property in Inglewood way before it was fashionable. We were holding on properties like my inheritance. I actually might get something now. As you guys know, my dad's got like 37 kids. I was getting no back.
Yeah.
No back.
Bro.
These hands were going to be working for the rest of my life, but now if we can get that up, we're going to run those numbers up.
I didn't have the money to buy like property out there, but I remember I went to look at like a chart of property values pre SoFi announcement, post SoFi announcement. Cause I was like, oh, maybe like I could convince a buddy or two, we get like an apartment building or something, figure that out. Bro, at that time, like 6-7 years ago, the prices went crazy. So it's complete nonsense. Your bag is going to be nice, Joe, on that. I'm telling you. So
I wonder, You got to check the property value on Sundays when the Rams play versus Sundays when the Chargers play.
I haven't gone out there for a game yet, but I did look at parking today because a friend is going out and he's like, what's the deal? Do I Uber? What do I do? And parking is, it's like $100 to park out there. And there is no other option. Like if you go to a game, when you used to go to games at the Coliseum, the trick was you park at Staples Center and then take the train in. Parking at Staples Center is like $40. Train's like 10. That was the way to do it. So there is no workaround for that though in that area. All right, I'm going to keep this going. What do we got next? All right, best NBA podcaster, best NBA dancer. JJ Redick announced he will be retiring from basketball after a 15-year career. Joe, I want to ask you, where does he rank all time for wide hoopers?
Like JJ Redick is an unheralded Caucasian hooper. Doesn't get the love he deserves. It's tough because I really love JJ, but I came up in the era of Salim Stoudemire. So we were on the West Coast. We always felt like there was a lot of hate on Salim's side. Didn't want to say it was racial, but it was something. I remember Ben Howland told us a stat, like JJ Redick would have to hit like 100 straight threes to get to Salim's shooting percentage. Salim was shooting like 52-53% from three. It was fucking absurd. Salim the GOAT. Anybody went to U of A. But it was so it was always just kind of this bias where they act like JJ was just this great dude. But great man. Shout out to JJ, old man in the three, me all through that crew. I'm going to put him up there. Yeah, Mike Miller, it doesn't count because he's black. I'll put him top seven white hoopers ever.
Top seven?
Top 10.
I was going to say, top 15. Go top seven.
Top 15. Top 15 white hoopers ever. There's a lot of good Caucasian hoopers, like, you know, from like Bob Cousy. Shout out to the Jethro.
He just turned off the stream. He just turned off the stream. Fuck out of here. He's in the comments right now. Fuck out of here on the side. I feel birds in there. I got him top 10. I got him top 10. I mean, unbelievable. One of the best college players I can remember. You're absolutely right with the Salim Stoudemire thing. I didn't even know that about the three-point shooting percentage thing. Terrific career. I do think he's top three for NBA or Hoopers that podcast, because I think it's the smoke guys and JJ, and then a drop off. No offense to the others.
Shout out to No Chill. No Chill with Gilbert Arenas.
True. Absolutely.
He's got a good looking, well endowed co-host. I'll just say that.
He does. He is 1,000%. Hey, but you guys are new in the game, so I got to leave some room for growth. You know what I mean? I can't just throw you into the top three right away.
So, Zach, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to share this with you guys. I was trying to do my Bob Cousy underhand shot and end up almost fucking up my whole setup. The computer almost fell. Lights fell. Water fell over my lap. Looks like I pissed myself. But you guys can't see any of that. I just want you guys to know. I tried to take the joke a little too far. And sometimes you got to pull back, guys. All right? But I had the ball handy. I was trying to give the coups. You look
cool. Oh God, I love that. I think he's top three podcasters. Unbelievable. He and Tommy together. Shout out to JJ. I was happy for him. Next up, we have Iman Shumpert, currently on Dancing with the Stars. Absolutely killed his performance. I saw people say, where was that footwork when he was in the league? I thought that was so disrespectful.
You can't ever really do nice shit. You can't do anything nice without just getting shit off. Like, the man just can't be on Dancing with the Stars, dancing on beat, without somebody trying to clown and bring up the past. Like, goddamn, let the man live.
He killed this. I'm really happy for him. I always was, like, shocked at kind of that his time in the NBA ended as quickly as it did, because I really thought highly of him, but shout out to him. He absolutely murdered this. I look forward to seeing how far he'll go. Kobe had him dancing at MSG too. That is the truth. I appreciate that from Tommy. All right. Here we go. This Joe, I was sending this to all the Drake people, and I said it to Trevor Trout. I said, is this your king? Footage came out of Drake playing Tory Lanez one-on-one. And oh my God, it's so bad. Pickup with a guy that, like, Tory Lanez does nothing wrong here, but air ball. Air fucking ball. Everyone's played with someone that's like Drake. You've got too much going on. He's got the knee wrap. He's got like the way he's like trying to do this, like he's calling ISO to run out the game. Bro, and he you know, he spent like a considerable amount of money with the shooting coach.
Yeah.
Good Lord. What's your thoughts on this, yo?
I'm gonna call him Gilbert No Arenas because he's not playing in any professional level. But Zach, this reminds me of the time in high school we had these two guys play one-on-one against each other. I won't say their names out of respect for their families, but we literally had them play to see who was literally the worst basketball player on the face of the earth. It was like whoever lost was the worst and whoever won was the second worst. And this reminds me of that moment because it was just terrible basketball being played.
It's so bad. And it's so bad the way that Drake kind of like goes to set it up like, oh, I'm really going to cook this one in your eye. He gets it poked, resets, and then chucks airball. I wrote Drake off as a hooper the moment he showed up acting like he went to Kentucky for their Midnight Madness, decides to take a jumper in warm-ups, and it's an airball. What are you doing? Stop. Like, just because you can go into it does not mean you need to. Stop it.
This is the question I've wondered about that moment. Did he shower with him after the game? Was he in the locker room like over staring at Dick? Zach, this is look. You're a manager at ASU. You understand. There's when you're in the locker room. There's a lot of look, guys. So for you guys who haven't been in the locker room, there's a lot of dicks swinging around. And there's a rule: keep your eyes straight. Don't. Yeah. Because you catch people, and it's like whoa. And sometimes these people would be in the media, Zach. I'm not going to say any names. You be mind your business. Sometimes these people might be upper level at the university. They might hold prestigious positions. And you might look over and the eyes are down like, yo, stop looking at hogs, dog. Stop looking at hogs. Eyes straight up. Look at the ceiling.
You can't keep your eyes up. Don't come in here, all right? The idea, though, that he's in there like, great job, fellas. Like, let's all hit the showers. Running out to the locker room after Midnight Madness. Oh, Drake. I'm really happy you get to live out your best life.
Where's biker shorts soiled? Where's biker shorts soiled? Where's biker shorts soiled? That's the other thing, Zach. Okay. There's thing. Look at dicks and don't wear white biker shorts if you have, you know, ate chili or tacos in the last 3 or 4 days. Because you don't want to see the skid mark. You don't want the Paul Pierce skid mark doo-doo draws. Because that travels beyond generations. Next thing you know, 30 years down the road, you're at an alumni event and people start asking you about your shitty smoothies. this is a real thing.
I don't think – so when I was at ASU as a manager, only on the road would I have to handle, like, laundry and stuff. Shout out to the crew that dealt with it, to Zim.
Was it on the clip?
And Brianna, who had to deal with all the laundry. But we only did the black compression shorts. We never had white ones. And I'm sure it was from years of that.
This is all I'm saying.
Bleach.
We were at UCLA. You gave us the white, like it's gonna just get shit stained. You already know this. Like it's like we're tooting during games. Sometimes they're volatile wet toots, Zach. You know, it's not like football. You can dip out and go pee yourself real quick and it can just blend in with the pants or whatever's going on. You're tooting. Sometimes you toot and it's a wet toot, and that's just a part of basketball. As you know, it was like taco day sometimes. Like we would get this was like pre-nutrition era, so you wouldn't really get the good meal. It was like, oh, tacos for pregame meals. Like, no.
Oh my God.
That's doo-doo, baby. Yeah.
Some of the days they'd have like the big buffet thing of salmon. And I just remember shaking my head like we're fucked today. Like we're losing this game. We're gonna lose by 1,000. Goddamn. All right, last thing. J. Cole was also seen hooping with some of the Orlando Magic players. He is by far the best rap hooper. Like, J. Cole, you should be at Midnight Madness, not Drake.
I'm gonna say two changes. The best rapper hooper. I never really saw him play, but I heard he was good at basketball. And the best hooper rapper, Cedric Sabalo. Shout out to Cedric for beating COVID. He had us all nervous. He was locked up in the hospital. We need that flow on part due now. Adam 100%. Sandler's boo boo. Ronzo, Adam Sandler's not good. Don't let them lie to you. These are all planted videos. Whenever you, if you notice, anytime he's got a movie coming out, all of a sudden he's in the gym giving people work.
It's a stunt double.
Yeah, and we were the salmon that I never really ate salmon, but we definitely had the salmon on the, like, it was like you just see shit on the menu and it's like, why are we eating this before a basketball game?
I remember guys like threw a fit when they took cookies off the like menu. Like they would take like just a stack of cookies over to the stadium after the meal. Shout out to the Tempe Mission Palm though. They would put together decent meals for us most of the time, but the worst is we wouldn't stay there, but we would do our pregame meals there and then walk back to the stadium. So it's like a good way to like have the meal together. But then something happened and they decided that the football team built out this like giant like cafeteria attached to the football stadium. So they wanted us to eat the meals there. And it was all the Sodexo food. So it was terrible. It's too salty, like gray steak. It was gross. So yeah, we shifted it up, but it wasn't good.
Nothing better than the Pac-10 tournament and you just go in everybody else's meal and eat their meals. Who's got hot wings? Okay, Oregon's got hot wings. We're going to fucking wait till the three-pointers over. Wait for tear down. I'll slip some hot wings. We used to do that shit all the time.
I tried to sneak into UCLA's. Like, I went into UCLA's and I took two steps in and Ben Howland was still in there alone. And I don't know if he was riding on the board. I forgot what he was doing, but I almost shit. He didn't see me, but I almost shit myself just because, like, he was so scary at the end. Like, we had all heard the stories about him. So I was like, I got to get the fuck out of here. Took off. All did that, though.
It's a naked out-of-pocket. My scariest experience with Ben Howland, I was leaving the locker room one day, walking, trying to go mind my business as a student. He pops out of the coach's locker room, butt-ass naked, and asks me for a child. Like, go get him a child.
Have I told the story on this program about the first road trip I ever had to do? We were playing you guys at UCLA, so it was very cool for me. I'm on the road. Our video coordinator comes to my room, and he's like, hey, here's a Gatorade and a water and a film laptop. When coach is done with his meetings for the night, go deliver this to his hotel room. And Coach Shenick, lovely guy, kind of weird. And I remember I get the text, hey, run it to coach's room. So I go up there, knock on the door. He opens the door and he's in a white t-shirt and it's tucked into his white tidy whities. And I'm like, oh, hey, coach. And he turns and he like trots back to his bed and he's like, set up the laptop for me on the TV stand and put the waters on the nightstand. So he's in bed with the covers up to his neck. I put the waters on his nightstand. I open the laptop and he's like, just go ahead and play it. I hit play on the film and he's like, can you hit the light on the way out? And I flip the light and I remember the door shut behind me and I was like, yo, I really just tucked in Coach Sendek to bed. Like, I just tucked a 50 some odd year old NCAA head basketball coach into his bed. It was very weird. Those stories are the best though. So
Zach, you know, as soon as that door closed, that film was off. He was navigating to Pornhub. A rub play. We rub plays in basketball.
Rub plays. Only rub plays. Holy shit. Oh my God. I love it. See, this is what I'm going to miss when the season comes back because we get time to do these things on here. And these are my favorite stories. So,
locker room's tailored, bro. There's rules. You guys got the clip because this is the thing, Zach. As a manager, we have respect for you guys. We put it on the clip, but we're tucking the smoothies into shorts so you guys don't have to ever. Because this is how diseases get spread. Finger hits the poop, then he just touches the Gatorade bottle. Somebody else gets that. The communal door handles. This is how diseases get spread.
I'll say the story for another time. But yeah, 1,000%. 1,000% they do. I was so grateful to not have to do the laundry other than like some of the road trips. And then even then we worked at a deal where like I bribed the Oregon State managers with equipment. And they would wash all our shit for me. So they're good people. They're good people.
Eugene, Oregon. Honorable play, Zach.
Yeah.
Favorite trip. 100%. No sales tax. Valley River Inn. You got the mall right there. You can go buy clothes. Whatever the price is on the clothes, say it's $10, you're paying $10. I never saw that before in a spot. I was like, let me get these shorts. It's $10. Like, what do you mean? Like, it's the number, like, beautiful.
The best.
A lot of thirst there, too, but we'll save that for another show.
Save that for another episode. All right. I appreciate everyone tuning in. The commenter of the day getting some Fresh Buckets merch. Tommy. Tommy's another one stacking the Buckets merch. Kobe had him dancing at MSG too. I loved that. Great comment.
I'm giving Tommy shit. We're just encouraging Tommy to comment more. Tommy's a double agent.
Yeah.
He loves slandering LeBron. Again, I thought his Abby, he was the Aaron Judge in the Abby. I was like, who's this big black dude? Oh, wait. It's Aaron Judge.
That part always cracks me up. Even Simmons playing the video. He's like, I agree. All right. We will be back, I believe, next Wednesday. Make sure to sub to the YouTube channel, the Buckets YouTube channel, and go check out some of those videos. We work hard on those. They're really funny, and we've got these S-tier ones coming out that are hilarious. We did Shaq's best endorsement deals and rated them S, A, B, C, D, E, F, you know, whatever, and go through those. They're very, very fun. So jump in and let us know what you think, and we'll see you guys next Wednesday.
Training camp is fucking back already. This is miserable.
Hey, very quickly, shout out to my friend Ed. He is now the head of strength and conditioning for the Los Angeles Lakers. He was the assistant conditioning guy when I was at ASU, put up with me as a manager, still a homie, and he's now the head man in charge of strength and conditioning for the Lakers.
Was he with the Suns?
No.
Okay, I'm thinking of another dude. I'm thinking of another legend.
Okay. He's the man. Very good dude, and very, very happy for him. So shout out to Ed.
Turn up. Stay black, everybody. Strap up. Don't look at hogs in the locker room.
He's the hotline dead. AK asking the hotline dead. Yes, the hotline's dead. You guys failed me on the voicemails, all right? We can bring it back, but I'm going to need to hear that voice, AK, on the voicemail. So you call it. Here you go. Get it in. I have the phone here still. I just got to plug it in. Leave a voicemail.
Heavy breathing on the slander line. Yeah.
I have some thoughts about LeBron. That's what it's going to sound like.
Zach Herb Sendek's calling the slander line. He needs a tuck in.
He's going to fuck me up for that story. Oh, God. All right, y'all. Everyone have a great night. We'll catch you guys next week. Thank you for tuning in.